Hello and welcome to your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. I'm John Allsop. First off is, don't just write to deliver information. Answer the question, what's in it for me? That was my first tweet. And the second tweet that uses that technique starts, engage and persuade your readers by answering their what's in it for me question. Facts are okay, benefits are better. So I've been trying to use that technique that actually wasn't your favourite tweet from yesterday. But henceforth I shall be writing tweets that answer, that in fact start with the what's in it for me question, and we'll see how far that goes. Interestingly, curiously, there's something been going on with my follower count on this blog. Just looking back, kind of, I don't know, a week ago, I just passed over 1,400. It got up to 1,420 on Friday. And since then it's been dropping again, so I'm back now to, right now, 1384. And I haven't a clue why that is, so if anybody's got a clue about that, do let me know. It's not tied to any one particular offensive tweet that I put out. Who knows what that's all about. No idea. But hopefully the what's in it for me technique might help my Twitter following grow. However, it doesn't seem to be doing at the moment, so we'll see how that pans out. Next up, obviously, Facebook advertising, pay-per-click advertising, is a great way of being able to focus on some demographics and also interests. So, with all of the pay-per-click stuff, actually being able to make some money at it means putting in a really intense focus on what's working. And creating often quite small channels that maybe make £10 a day or something, and getting, you know, 100 of those together. Facebook, I don't know, it's not certainly not unique, but unique among the main pay-per-click methods, provides you with the ability to select people by demographics, and that's because you're actually doing interruption marketing. You're trying to get them to get people who are browsing Facebook to come to you and buy something. And the difference between that and Google pay-per-click is that if somebody puts a search into Google, then the ads that come up are relevant to the search. So you're tied to people's intentions. They are going to find something, and you are part of that solution. And they can click on you, and it's not an interruption. You're answering their question. On Facebook, the ads are quite unpopular, and particularly the more tightly they are focused on the things that the user's been saying or doing. So actually the better you are, perhaps the worse reaction you get, and that definitely needs testing. But you can focus on, for instance, I mean, once you've got a Facebook page, then you can see the demographic profile of people, so you can see geography, which perhaps isn't terrifically interesting, but you've got age and gender. So, if you've got a product that is focused on a particular kind of age range, anyway, it can tell you, you know, where your peak interest lies. So maybe it's women between 35 and 45, let's say, and then you can place an ad that targets those people. I'm kind of curious about the possibility. Obviously, what that doesn't tell you is perhaps Facebook is mostly women between 35 and 45, and therefore what you're seeing actually is a Facebook bias, not a bias towards your product. So that would be interesting to sort out. And I'm also curious about, and will build at some point, a kind of a, you have a page that targets women 35 to 45, and I have a page that targets women 35 to 45, maybe we can collaborate one way or another. So that's all kind of curious. Next up was your favourite from yesterday, which is a blog. If you go to johnallsop.co.uk, 2002p's, and look at the blog, it's the one called Usability and No One Cares. And it's really this idea that even with the big and expensive websites, things like the National Lottery, Just Giving, and other normal websites for shops and businesses, there are enormous usability issues. And what it feels like, and I may be wrong, is that the programmers are either on a deadline, or, you know, they're being rushed. And if you're rushed, you can't craft anything. You can't create a thing of beauty. You can't have a pride in your work. And so the blog is really about that. Because, and obviously, everybody has a budget, everybody has goals and things that they want to achieve. But if you want to stand out as a business, you're going to have soul. You're going to have to create something that matters to people, that reaches in and touches their heart. It's kind of the only way of doing it for us ordinary people. So you're not going to be able to do that if you're not looking at the details, if your people don't care about what they're doing. So that's our opportunity. That's you know, for, you know, we're not Argos, we're not Virgin normally. So normally I'm speaking to independent businesses, medium-sized businesses, and, you know, we don't have the opportunity to invest gazillions of pounds to take a market. We have to make a difference by good service, good products. We have to stand out. And that's really, you know, SEO techniques, whatever. Actually, the only thing that matters at the moment is standing out. And that's the only way you're going to get to the top of Google. That's the only way you're going to get shares in social media, is if people care about what you're doing. And if I go to a website and it doesn't work, then obviously I'm never going to come back. So usability is a huge opportunity to win business and against your competition. That was the message about that blog. Have a read of it, see what you think, comment. I've put Reddit comments at the bottom. It is Reddit, isn't it? I think so. Discuss. is the engine that's doing the comments at the bottom, so you can do that. And finally, I was kind of amused but also impressed by the Hipsterpedia. Have a look, have a search for Hipsterpedia, you'll like it. I confess, I have no idea what a hipster is, so some of that may have passed me by, but I like the idea anyway. So that's it. The idea of that really is, again, it's an example of creativity. It's an example of creating an idea, creating almost a movement out of thin air. And that's available to us here, now, all day, every day. Magic out of thin air. And that's creativity. You know, use it. That's it for today. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.